two round shoots, which might be interrupted in a moment as we check out to see if the cataracts are outside.
Usual.
Usual.
Yeah,
I ain't
going to name people on there. I ain't going to name people on there, but it is.
It's the usual. Yeah, I'll get you. Oh, they've been out for a meal. Yeah. They've been out for a meal there.
Welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Shoots.
I don't do the intro as good as you.
No, because I've...
Oh, you need this.
Yeah.
Right.
Explain it.
Right, we need
Let
to
Let me just tell people, follow us on Facebook.
Instagram will be coming soon. We are doing an episode based very loosely around Desert Island Discs.
Can you tell people that I've never watched Desert Island
Discs? Yeah, and this is for you and for our American friends who may or may not know what it is, or even our other around the world followers, fans. Desert Island Discs is a thing that started back in the 50s on radio. Were you checking?
You've
got to listen, this is important. On Radio 4, right, back in the 50s. And basically, you get a celebrity. And so I'm the celebrity. You're going to interview me and you're going to say, oh, this is you've picked 8 pieces of music. You're deserted on a desert island and you're allowed to take 8 pieces of music with you.
Yeah.
And then they talk about a little bit about the person. Why have you picked this song?
Is this the official?
Then a little bit about the person.
Official?
This is the official rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my guest today is Val Sheet. And he started out life as a print finisher and a postman, and then found fame and fortune working with Adam Winch on Two Random Shoots.
I wish for
and it. And right, Val, you've been given Desert Island. What's your first song choice? Oh, I've picked this because of blah, blah, blah. And then they play a bit of that song. Obviously, for copyright reasons, We're not going to play any songs, so I might sing badly. And then they go through the 8 songs and talk about the person a little bit. The person gets interviewed. It goes on for about 45 minutes, this episode.
With 8 songs. Oh,
they only play about 2, right?
Oh, they play the whole song.
So about 2 minutes of each song they play. Well,
that's not much listener.
It's mainly an interview thing. It's a chat with a person. Oh, I've picked this song because my dog died.
The only ones, 2 minutes is 4 songs.
Exactly. I picked this song because my dog died and he was a lovely dog. And then they put the song to remind them about the dog. And then at the end they say, right, you're allowed to have... You get given the Bible and the complete works of Shakespeare. You can take one other book with you and you're allowed to take a luxury item. It can be anything in the world. You can take one other thing with you to this desert island. And they all pick random things. So we're going to do a loose version of that. So you're going to interview me.
Yep.
However, the slight issue is, one, we can't play any of the songs, so I'll sing a bit. The other thing is I picked my 8 songs.
Yep.
But it became 30.
That's the only bit I knew, that you've got 30.
I couldn't narrow it down. So what I've done was...
This episode is going to be 6 hours long.
I thought, fuck it.
We're too clean to swear.
Oh yeah, we're a bit clean, aren't we?
Yeah.
I've had a shave, a clean shaven. Really.
Bald back, no? Bald. Shaved it.
Is it?
Clean.
I cut mine the other day and I shaved it.
Did you?
Little Nick. It's a little Saint Nick. That's a Christmas song, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm going to give you... So you've got to think on your feet and interview me.
Yeah, I'll make it
as
up.
If you don't know me or whatever, or we just...
I'm just going to wing it.
2 slabs. Yeah, wing for wing. But you can pick however many songs you do or don't want to. Ask me why I've picked them.
So I'll read and listen. I'll say, why have you picked this?
I've written these down in random. 1 to 30. They're all on there for you. That's me giving Adam the list. And you can pick whatever you want. You can pick 1. You can pick 20 songs. You can pick 8 of them. We'll do one at a time. But we'll pretend to do a little bit of interview at the beginning, if you want to. So that's basically what this is. This is and what we'll do is, if
What's
we
this
like it...
noticeable absence bit?
That's people that I haven't put in my list. I couldn't narrow it down to 8 songs, mate. It was impossible.
Yeah, but you've even...
I just carried on
you've
writing
done 30,
and then stopped.
And then you've added some notable absence. So this really should probably be 50.
Well, I don't know. There's probably more on the notable absences. There's probably notable absences. Do you know what I mean?
This is... Right.
All right, so... So this is, and what we do is, if we enjoy it, in a few months or whatever, we reverse it.
So
and I'll interview
There's no Bible.
No, you get given the Bible. So you're about to ship me
so
off to
your,
desert.
What's
island.
Your special? Oh, should I just start your life to see how it goes?
Yeah, just at the very end when we say right, we'll wrap it up now. You've got the Bible, complete the works of Shakespeare. What is your book you're going to take with you, and what's your luxury item? And then it's ended. Right,
so they don't talk about the book, and then
he'll say, "I'll pick this book because I remember reading it in the school library."
Are you picking a book?
Yeah, I've forgotten to pick one, but I can. That's easy enough.
Right, so that's the intro. 5-minute intro.
The other thing I will say, though, just quickly, then I picked 8 songs that are not. They're not in any order, by the way. They're written down in random. I picked 8 songs.
I've just clocked one.
Then I picked another. You don't have to read them all out, do you? You just ask me about some of them. Then I picked another, right, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to carry on fucking writing, right? But I could have carried on writing.
There's a couple on here I've clocked already that I'm actually not going to say, and I will tell you the reason after.
All right. What on recording? Like on record?
Yeah,
on record.
I said on record. It's nothing. Yeah, that can't be aired. I'll explain why to you.
All right. You don't have to start at the top either, just because I don't even know.
Well, let's just start. Timmy,
intro. All right. So you're hosting it. So you have to say welcome to.
So what's my name?
Adam.
I've not got no. I want
to. You can be someone. Pretend I'm going to be me.
Stage name.
All right. Think of a stage name.
Give me a name. Give me.
Well, it's Kirsty Young presents it, so you can be Kirsty Young.
No.
Oh. It used to be what was his name? Sue Lawler.
No,
who done it for him?
Mouth.
What about someone like David Attenborough?
No, I don't mean.
Hello, good evening, and well.
I don't want to be a real person. Just give me a name. Who could I be?
David.
Right,
Crockenhurst.
Should I do it in an? I'm not good at accents, so I'm just going to do.
Just do it in your normal voice.
So your special item you're taking is going to be your pipe, because you ain't going to be able to cope without it. But you'll have 1 Mars bar up the pooper. Because you have to always sneak up the...
Yeah, sneak in.
But that little kid-sized one, you get two of them, huh?
I mean, I know, but I'm going to eat while we're talking. Right, come on, you've got to open the show with a 10-minute intro.
Welcome to this week's Desert Island Discs. With your host, Piccola.
Who?
Piccola, that's my name, Paul Cola. Piccola.
That's nothing to do with the cans of drink in front of us.
Well, it's put Pepsi and Coke together. I was thinking on my feet.
Oh, excellent.
Piccola.
I'm impressed.
Do you like Piccola?
Oh, I like that. What's your new
P.S. Cola. Added to Snickers.
Sorry, I just needed to shove this chocolate.
Yeah, I just added to Snickers. P.S. Cola. Hello. To this week's special guest.
Hello. Sorry.
Whose name is Vince.
Vince and Vegas.
I said I'm going to do it. I'm going to leave this much gap.
Vince Sheep.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Desert Island Discs. My name is... I'm trying to be serious. My name is...
I'm being choked on a nut.
My name is P.S. Cola. And I've just taken over from Sue Lawner, who used to present this show. We've brought it back. And it's going to be rocking and it's going to be rolling. Our first episode, he used to be a printer. He used to be a postman. He's a bit of a wanker.
Oh, you say that so true, Pete. Mr. Cola.
But now he's known for his little finger. His podcast. No one will not get the little finger thing. It's because he's just drinking a can of Coke with his little finger picking out. Little pinky. He's now known for his worldwide successful podcast episodes. Podcast show.
With
his guest who is too big for me to get on this show. This man has gone international.
I'm the minor
sheep. His co-star has gone international. He's currently starring with Brad Pitt in his biographies.
I'm just a minor shit. You're too busy off on location.
He wouldn't even do a phone call. Vince ain't seen him for 7 years. Vince McCall. Right, so...
Vince what? McCall?
Yeah. Vince McCall. So I'm going to go through some of his... He's given me a list of his songs he'd chosen. And I'm going to go through these and he's going to say something. The first one I'm going to pick off the list... And the simple reason is because I can't remember this song and I want to know how it goes because I like the band. It's Kings of Leon.
Oh, yeah.
And the band and the song's Fans.
Oh, yeah, I love that song.
Because I can't picture it.
Right, that's...
Hong Kong, back to steal, back to steal at the radio. Oh, is that what I like that one.
I don't know words.
I don't
know.
You wanna be... Yeah, but you've made me remember the song.
Gosh, it's one of my... It is... I went to see the King. I've chosen that.
Have you been to see him?
Yeah, I've chosen that, Mr.
I didn't
Cola.
Know that. I love him.
I chose that, Mr. Cola. It was just before. Well, it's just as they become that Sex on Fire made them become Mahoosive.
Sex on Fire is there.
They'd had three like albums Kings before movies, that. I think we've even spoke about this.
Yeah.
They've had three albums before that. Always liked them. They become famous. They've done a big show at the O2. Went to see them.
They're Scottish, I think, aren't they?
No, they're American. They're from like. Down south.
You know what I'm thinking of? Biffy Clyro.
Oh, actually, they're good. No, see, notable absence. Biffy.
Are they on your notable absence?
No, but they could have been.
Ah, I've got itchy, but go on.
So I picked that because even though the whole concert...
Your sex is on fire!
The whole concert was brilliant, and I like
I'm all jealous you went to see them.
I think that's on the second or third album.
I couldn't tell you the exact.
But it just, you know, when you have them moments where you're just like, and your chin hits the floor,
yeah,
at a concert, or even if you listen to it on the radio,
you probably had ears on your neck thinking, as soon as that song comes, I'm playing it.
That I would play that if that song comes on the radio, mate. That's going on full blast. I'm stopping what I'm doing. So I chose that because there's a lot.
I do like that song. I'll give you that one.
There's probably 10, 15, like with everyone on the list, there's probably 10, 15, 20 songs of everyone that I could have played, but I picked that because I remember it from the concert. And I think all the way home, I kept putting it back onto that song. We played loads of other songs.
Yeah.
It was only a 25 minute drive, whatever, but I kept playing it. And the next day, straight onto my Spotify list. Because it just. So that's why Mr. Cola.
That's why I'm going to give you
it's an early track of theirs.
I've got a different seating angle for this.
Yeah, we should have faced each other better.
Yeah, I thought that, and I thought it might come out dodgy on the sand.
Oh, yeah.
Because I ain't tested that before, and this could be. This I don't want to ruin this. Yeah,
so if I stand there, is it going to sound different? This is just a little test for when you're
it might do.
Oh, I'll get your ball back, sorry.
He's slipping the old my catchphrase in.
You're not going to ask me anything about my life, or you're just going to ask about the songs? Interview me if you want.
Let me get going. I'm warming up.
Sorry, Mr. Cola.
If you cough again, you're at.
Have I coughed?
You ain't stopped.
Have I?
Oh. So you choose that song because you went to their concerts. Do you think that the fans that have got on from Sex on Fire are bandwagons?
Yes. When I went to that, they done two famous shows at the O2.
They had their fans already.
This show I went to was before that. They'd done two the year before. Just as the album had come out, the Sex on Fire, Youth and Young Man. No, that's another one. Anyway, just as that album come out, they played two shows at the O2 and I went to one of them. Yeah. Then the following year, they were enormous. They was even bigger.
Because of Sex.
Because of that and because of the follow-up, which was...
It was an album that was probably number one everywhere, weren't it?
Yeah, and even the second song everyone loves, which was...
It was their Morning Glory, weren't it?
Yeah. So anyway, everyone was bandwagon. And that's a classic example of bandwagon because I'd liked them for their first three albums. Yes, I hadn't got around to seeing them for circumstance. Yes, I was almost at a bit of a bandwagon concert because instead of seeing them at a place that holds 1,000, 2,000 people, I'm seeing them at the O2 that holds 12,000.
Yeah, but it's probably less convenience for you people.
It was convenience and it was circumstance.
Yeah.
So I was at a bandwagon concert, but whereas I'm singing along to fans and I'm singing along to Be There and Molly's Chambers and all this sort of stuff, none of the other fuckers are. They're all going to the bar at that point. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'd say none. I would say probably there is a couple.
50, it's 50-50, isn't it?
Probably. There's still going to be some lifers.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, of course there is. I'm not saying that.
Some bands have got their bandwagon song. Nirvana?
Yeah, they've all got them.
I would say even Bon Jovi with Always.
No, but I'd say Living on a Prayer with Bon Jovi.
No, Bon Jovi Always, because I've been to a few Bon Jovi concerts.
Yeah, but that Slippery When Wet,
they
mate,
don't play Always.
Yeah, but you said that before, but that Slippery When Wet, which is what Living on a Prayer is like.
Yeah, I know they
were... That's their biggest album.
I know they were big songs, but that Always, that's probably... I bet you that... I bet you that's... I don't know the facts, but I bet you that's their most successful single.
You reckon?
Yeah, easy.
It's a good one, mate.
Yeah, but he won't play it live.
We've almost become like a Bon Jovi fan club.
I've been to see him five times.
Yeah, that all right?
I've got the tattoo on my arm to prove it.
Keep your... What, Superman?
Yeah, Bon Jovi. Talking of Nirvana, I'm going to move straight on to your next one on your list. Right. We've got Nirvana. Where did you sleep last night? I couldn't remember it.
Yeah, it's my girl, don't dare me. Tell me where
did you sleep last night? And he goes a bit country. Goes my girl.
Yeah, he does. And I didn't notice. Right, that's the last song on that Unplugged album. Right, that's the last.
Is that one of theirs now, or is that
no? That is the last song on that Unplugged album. I thought it was one of theirs. Oh, I weren't sure.
No, I knew some were.
It's an obscure. Well, it might not be obscure because we don't know much about country, but it is a country track.
Because he does get.
I heard it. I don't even know what radio station it was on. I heard it. And I thought, oh no,
it ain't the Johnny Cash, is it?
No, I don't think it's anyone. I could be wrong. I don't know enough about the original.
Okay,
but I picked that again. Nirvana could have picked every single one of their songs. I picked that because again. If that, it never gets played on the radio.
Of course it does.
But if I'm playing that MTV Unplugged on my Spotify.
Greatest live album ever.
I'm almost, after three or four songs, as much as I love that album, I'm thinking, I need to hear Where Did I Sleep Last Night?
Yeah.
Because he screams at the end of it,
and it's country screaming. I said, it's "My girl,"
but he even goes, "My girl, my girl."
Yeah,
and he holds a note as he look at this, look at it, goosebumps.
Yep,
that's talking about it, watching it on the DVD. That song, because I don't know it, and because it ain't one of theirs, it just something about that song.
He does a couple of David Bowie songs as well, I think. On that,
he does "The Man Who Sold the World."
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
And again, does that brilliantly. But
do your show notes for this one, because this can be a winner.
If all we need to do is put a bit of One Direction in there, we're laughing.
Oh, is that what Harry Styles, did you say?
Harry? My mate Harry.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, he loves a woman, that boy, doesn't he? He's like a modern day Warren Beatty, and he's only 14.
Taylor Swift, I'm going to delete this bit, but she's not on this list, I've just noticed.
I didn't put her on, so I scared she was going to knife
still
me.
Still put
something.
It in the show notes.
So yeah, that was the Nirvana.
What's your theories on Kurt?
Well, because you think it's a conspiracy.
And Kurt passing.
Funny enough.
This ain't about me, this is about you.
Yeah, I was discussing this the other day with someone. We was discussing conspiracies.
Yep.
With Auntie Julie and Mr. Bishop.
All right.
I was discussing it.
Muff.
Did man land on the moon? That's what we discussed.
There's a lot of stuff about it. I'm not going to try to talk.
No, but obviously we talked about it for 20 minutes, half hour. We spread out, obviously, into other conspiracies. And I said, oh, Adam thinks that even Kurt Cobain getting shot was a conspiracy. And Max's nan, who's Julie's mum,
yep.
Right, who hasn't been in the conversation, but she's sitting next to me at dinner table. I'm almost like shoulder to shoulder with her. I'm not paying her any attention. I'm looking at this direction as I'm...
Did you say Max's mum?
Max's nan.
Oh, sorry. Julie's mum. Yeah.
Right? Janet, who's 65, however old she is, I didn't even know, forgot she was in it, because she was talking to Bev at the other end of the table. All of a sudden, she's gone, yeah, well, he couldn't have done it himself because he's too far away from the trigger. Right? The old
don't name names
theory.
Of you think, because I don't want to get us sued.
No, okay. The old So I said, well, funny you should say that, because Adam thinks the same.
Yeah.
I don't know what his reasons are, I think the same. I said, as with all conspiracies, and it's if we ever do an episode, this will be my standpoint, I don't disbelieve that it's a conspiracy, but I don't believe that it is.
Yeah.
I'm a pucker, sit on the fence for a conspiracy. Because I'm like, oh, I see your point. And then the other side of the argument, I see your point.
With conspiracies, I don't believe more, but I am...
You get suckered in.
Yeah, no, what's the word? I'm fascinated by
it. Yeah, it's all very fascinating. I'm like, I could sit and listen to a debate, either side of any debate, of any conspiracy, and sit there listening to one going, it's a conspiracy, because you go, oh yeah, you got a point there. And the other bloke going, yeah, but it isn't, because the bloke on the cover, he has got a point.
Yeah, but if you go
I'm a typical Switzerland.
Say you're having a roast dinner, yeah? Two people are arguing...
Aren't you Julie's roasting?
No, just say you went to a roast dinner and there's two people arguing. There's no muff on show, nothing. There's two people arguing. You just walk in the room. You ain't heard the argument.
Yeah.
And you said, all right, look, I'll try to sort this out. You speak to one person.
Yeah.
Then you speak to the other person. There ain't no... You couldn't make a film out of it because there's going to be two scripts.
Yeah.
So that's with conspiracies, isn't it?
It's almost like opinion, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, so I'm going to move on to your third question.
Oh, I've got a mark on my shorts. Is that chocolate?
Harry. We are going to go for...
My third selection.
It's not your third selection. Stop looking at your own list.
I'm looking at the time.
I'm going to just pull this one out because I'm a bit confused why it's on there.
Right.
Spice Girls, goodbye.
Right, Spice Girls...
I'm going to cough. I'm going
because I love a bit of pop
music. You ain't done the song because I don't know what it is.
Oh.
Goodbye, my friend. I know you're gone. You said you're gone, but I can still feel you here. Was that the last
it's
song they
not
did?
That was the first song they did when Jerry left. It was hard to pick a Spice Girls song. I wanted to pick.
Hold on. I'm going to stop you there mid-interview.
What?
You're 45 years old. Why was it hard to pick a Spice Girls song?
I'm 44 years old.
Why was it even on your agenda?
A Spice Girls song in particular. That is my favourite Spice Girls song, and I wanted a pop song. I'm going to my desert island. I wanted pop music.
Is that the only proper pop
one? You cannot... No, there's one other. You cannot, right, criticise how big they become and what a money-spinning machine they become.
Well, because I obviously know Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Personally. Were they... I know they was massive in this country. Were they big worldwide?
I think they were, yeah. I think that was a worldwide phenomenon. I really genuinely think they were. And I just think that it was good pop. And you've got to remember, when they done it, it was the charts over here, it was all the Britpop stuff. So you had all the Oasis and Blur of Ours, and it was massive, massive at the time. And they come along and they're like, well, we're five girls and we're going to say this thing called girl power, and we're going to pinch Prince Charles's bum. and all they turned it upside down. But they was a pop group. You ain't getting that with One Direction. You ain't getting that with your bleeding Jackson 5 and things like that. Whoever does pop music.
They was definitely as big as 1D, weren't they, at the time? In this country only, from what I remember.
Yeah, definitely. The phenomenon with One Direction was pretty much the same as the Spice Girls back in the day. Of course it was.
Yeah, yeah.
They were absolutely, and they was on the front of the papers every time. This one's shagging this one, this one's shagging this.
But then
Bobby Williams has had them all.
Then there was the, they released a song, that was number one. But that
but
was
you know, their first nine singles,
buy songs.
Apart from one of their first nine singles, they all got to number one.
Yeah.
Only one of their first nine singles got to number one. Do you know what I mean? That's just ridiculous.
So as this is an interview, we're going to go back to when the Spice Girls first came out.
Which one did I fancy? Is that what you're going to ask?
Yes. No. Stop trying to interview the interviewer.
No, sorry.
So the Spice Girls have just come out.
Right.
You've got no Beckham as a rival,
because
you ain't going to match.
Yeah.
Unless you're Brad Pitt, you might have a chance.
Yeah.
Who would you say is better looking, Brad Pitt or Beckham?
What's that? Who's Spice Girls? Oh, because it's Pitt.
So, now going on to the real question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what I was just... Brad, if you're listening, follow him on Twitter. He's at Vince. Going on to... Check, you might be saying important. You can have a braver if you want.
Right, even go on,
it's going mental.
It's Brad Pitt. Message,
it's Brad Pitt. Well, ain't my message. He's phone's on the floor.
Ah,
that's
right. It's nothing.
If you need to reply, reply.
No, I don't need to.
All right. Moving on to the... I can't remember. Fourth song. Only because I can't remember another one I can't remember, and I just like hearing you sing.
I apologise for the smut listeners as well.
This is rated 18 up, so whatever the I want to say, you f***ing say the bleeping.
You're saying say the bleeping, you edited it out yourself, you held back every word until you said I thought you said it.
No, I didn't say I just went, you can't say that, we took rated 18, you f***ing.
Yeah, but that one came out, didn't it?
Oh, fuck, it ain't that. He's going to be taking 7 hours to edit.
Yeah, just for your reminder, you're about 23 minutes in. That's when you get the bleep machine 23 minutes in, son.
I might leave one in.
Yeah, I dare you to leave one in.
No, because he might be taking off the air. Oh, fucking.
That's true.
What they would do, they would be one c. They would just
you
go,
got, you're gonna
fucking
have to bleep
off
out.
Here, you fucking.
You're gonna have to bleep out iTunes.
Because they won't believe this episode. Whole bit, no one's ever gonna hear it.
It'll just be a long bleep. Yeah. You do one long bleep.
Minute long bleep.
Yeah, it'll have to be, because it's been a minute.
We're gonna go for. Right, so you just chose Spice Girls, because I'm deleting all that.
Yeah, thanks. Getting back on track.
We're going for, I just did edit. Beautiful South, Prettiest Eyes.
Yeah.
Eyes song.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I've got to sing it. Now you're older and I look at your face. Every wrinkle is so easy to place. And I only write them down just in case you should die. Just take a look at these crow's feet. Just look. Sitting on the prettiest eyes. 25th of December's.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't think it was a
big
hit.
What was the one?
What was it's the, on their best of.
What was the one Beautiful South did when the bloke mostly sang? It was like about a pencil case.
Oh, yeah. I write the times I love you from my pencil case.
Yeah, I like that one.
I love the way.
Why did he stop singing and the woman took over?
No, because I always take it in turns.
Oh, did they? Okay, so why have you chosen Britney?
Because I like the Beautiful South. I like them a lot. Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott do stuff together now, which I can't stop playing that album at the minute.
They get anything close to pencil case?
No, there's some really good songs on there. This is their second or third album. There's some really good songs on there.
So
they're not going to be as close as that.
Is Beautiful South gone?
Yeah, Beautiful South are gone.
But it was just them two anyway.
No, it's hard to explain.
All right, don't bother me.
But yeah, I won't. But I just that's my favourite song in the Beautiful South. That's the only reason why.
Fair point. What song? I'm struck. I don't know much about them apart from the pencil case.
Right. Well, they was a spin off from the House Martins. You know the House Martins. It's happy hour again. I think I might be happy if I wasn't out.
That's
House Martins, and that was Paul Heaton, the other bloke in the Beautiful South, whose name I can never remember, someone else, and Fatboy Slim.
Yeah, I do know that. Yeah. I do know that.
So then they split up, and Paul Heaton and Dave Hemingway, I think his name is, went on to do the Beautiful South with a lady called Brianna Corgan or Corrigan.
So how many people's in Beautiful South?
Well, it's three singers and songwriters, plus the band. But it was the original woman, She then left, and she's now she got replaced by Jackie Abbott, who've done their last sort of, they've done sort of like two or three albums.
What was the song that got them, like, not recently, but semi-recently, was their biggest kind of...
What, The Beautiful South?
Yeah.
What was one of the back This mainstream? Could be Rotterdam, or anywhere.
Yeah, okay.
All that sort of stuff.
Moving on to the next song.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd, Shine On Your Crazy Diamonds.
Yeah, that's, I didn't have room on a bit of paper to say parts 1 to 8.
What?
The
song.
Oh yeah.
Shine on you crazy diamonds. Never heard of it.
It's about 28 minutes long.
Is
it's
it?
It's parts 1 to 8, yeah.
Because there's a does lot it, of... It does is, it stop after part 1 and go now part 2?
No, it just goes I think it's on Wish You Were Here album, is it? Or is it Dark Side of the Moon? It's on one of them two albums, and the first 6 songs are Shine On Your Crazy Diamonds, part 1 to 8.
Yeah.
And it's just this long bit of music with a bit of it's so just brilliant.
It's 28 minutes, but it's
probably not 28 minutes, it's probably about 14.
What, but yeah, but
it's like chill out music.
It's like 20 minutes of it just music.
Guitar. It's just
is it good, is it?
It's pucker. It is the nuts.
I'm gonna have
I love
I don't
Pink
mind
Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
I love Pink Floyd. And it's one of the bands I don't think I listen to enough.
Yeah, I would say that as well.
Because they are really good. And I tell you what,
you would only be lucky to
the album of the Wall. Yeah, I told we had this discussion in the underplay. That I said that they only play Wish You Were Here and
I Wish You Would Come Back
and Another Brick in the Wall. But the album The Wall, which is a double album, some of the songs on that, mate, are just
really
absurdly brilliant.
Have you been a fan?
Not just that album.
You've been a fan of Pink Floyd for as long as you can remember.
Since I was about I got into them quite late. Since I was about 16, 17.
Oh, about 40 years then.
I think you just, the whole point of that question was to have a dig.
I wouldn't even listen to what you said on Wednesday.
I wouldn't mind if he was 22.
Well, I'm going to move on to another song. The Stones, She's a Rainbow.
Yeah. That song.
I say Rolling Stones, so I'll put it in the notes.
Oh, yeah. She comes in colour everywhere. She combs her hair. She's like a rainbow. Da 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 da. I didn't know that was that was the Rolling Stones. I used to go to this indie club years and years ago.
All right.
And that song used to come on, and it was like a dance version of it by this group called World of Twist. I didn't even know it was a Rolling Stones song until about 10 years ago they brought out another best of Rolling Stones, 40 licks or something. So I'm playing through it, not really paying much, and that come on. I was like, whoa! I just smiled. I was like, that's the World of... I didn't know this was Rolling. I've got the little pack out of the CD. I knew the song, but I didn't... Because I'm not a massive Rolling Stones fan, but that song just blows me away. It is fantastic. It's Rolling Stones are almost like a bit rocky. They're a little bit of a rock sort of music.
Yeah,
soft
yeah.
In a way. That song isn't. It's quite diverse. There's a lot of piano in it and whatever.
All right.
And it's quite diverse. It's a fantastic song. Put it on your Spotify because I know that you'll love it.
No, you know what? I'm going to have a flick through some.
It's a little bit quirky. It's a little bit quirky.
I do like a bit of quirkiness.
Yeah, it's good, mate. It's fantastic. It's a really good Rolling Stones.
Do you know the combined age of all the Rolling Stones is like 900 and something?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I've never been to see them, and I don't think it really appeals to me. They're local lads to where we live. Yeah, I know that. Good fair play to them and all. Good play to
them. One of them has been in a couple of films as well now, hasn't he?
Mick Jagger's been in a couple of films, yeah.
No, he was in, one of them was in one of them Pirates of the Caribbean films, wasn't he?
Oh, Keith Richards was, yeah.
That's it.
He was David Crockett, wasn't he?
Who's the other one? Not Keith Richards. Who's the other one?
Charlie Watts. No, the other bloke. Bill Wyman.
Oh, I can't. Oh.
Bill Wyman used to be in the Rolling Stones.
Right, it's one of them I've seen on TV a few times. He's just released a book recently.
That might be... who's the bloke? Ronnie Wood.
That's it, Ronnie Wood. Ronnie Wood.
Yeah.
Have you ever... He's
just that twins, the boy. Do you know his daughter-in-law is?
No.
Fern Cotton.
Oh, is he?
She's married to his son, yeah.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh. He's got the sort of life that I would want.
Yeah, of course, yeah. All of them have.
But in mostly for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Well, because he's just a twin, so he's still getting loads of
tax. He hangs out with people like Ronnie O'Sullivan and...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, mate. He's mates with everyone that you want to be mates with.
You've got to be a Stone, but one, I'm being him.
Yeah, you're being Ronnie Wood all day long. Because if you're Keith Richards, they can't believe... Him and Ozzy Osbourne are the classic
but
example of how the hell are they still alive.
And Ronnie Wood's been in... He does other bits and bobs, doesn't he? He plays music with other bands, I think.
Yeah, wasn't he not in The Faces or something?
I don't think he's always been in The Stones,
no,
has he?
No, I don't know enough about him. I just love that song.
I think I did a bit of Wikipedia on him because I was interested in him.
Yeah, I just love that song.
Yeah, he don't sing though, does he?
I don't think so, no.
Monster. I like Ronnie. I'm going to go on to another song. I'm going to go on to... Let's run the Stones. Let's do Stone Moses. And I do know this song because I'm a fan, but not as much as you.
Iron of Resurrection. Down,
you're singing.
You're singing that I'm the one and only.
No,
down, down, you bring me down. I hear you knocking down my door and I can't sleep at night. Stone Roses are fighting it in my head at top spot for my favourite band ever. There's three or four battling it out. It's probably always going to be the Beatles, but underneath that, I have the Stone Roses and I have Led Zeppelin and I have Radiohead as my favourite band.
Yep.
But sometimes I think that Stone Roses are better than anyone.
I
love them.
I've chose these off because I want to do a bit of reverse my statement.
Go on.
I don't know what episode it was, but it was a long time ago.
About their new music being shit.
Their new song being, I just said it was one, it is literally one line.
Yeah.
But after hearing it a few more times, it's not as bad. I discredited it.
Yeah,
it's nowhere near it.
Not just because of the name of that song. I would just pick the whole of their first album, Stone Roses.
That album is a masterpiece, I will admit that.
As well as the fact that there's things that ain't on it, like Elephant Stone and Sally Cinnamon and things like that.
Well, where are they then?
I don't know what. Was it just B-sides or something?
And was there like a remastered disc of it or something?
Yeah, they bought a best of out and whatever, didn't they? But I chose that song.
But that was the first album, wasn't it?
That song, yes, on their first album. It's the last song, and it's a 2.5 minute, 3 minute really? Song with a 3 minute guitar solo.
Would you have this bit of conspiracy or theory? That's their first album, yeah?
Yeah.
And have it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And one that will always be remembered. If they stayed on that level and they'd done something like their 12th album, they're probably pretty close to bigger than the Beatles now, aren't they?
No, because it's different sort of music. It's not going to get the girly fans. It's not going to have the screaming.
Oasis.
Yeah, they're going to be... Because if it weren't for the Stone Roses, you wouldn't have Oasis.
But do you reckon they would... If they were still kept that level...
Yeah, mate, they're going to be huge. They would have been...
They
had a massive legal dispute for like 5 years.
Yeah, all right, there's probably bits in it that we don't quite know about enough.
Yeah, the reason I picked that song, of all theirs, that's one of my funeral songs. That is my last. That's the song that's being played when I go behind the curtain or whatever. It's called "I'm the Resurrection." No, the name's got nothing to do with it. Just because it's lyrically, it's brilliant.
I was checking back.
Lyrically, I think it's brilliant. The words in it are fantastic. The music's brilliant. It is just. I could have picked any one of their songs, but because it's my funeral song, I had to pick that one.
Moving on,
you're probably going to die on the desert.
Moving on to your next song.
Yes.
With this very special interview. Well, I'm just going to pick this because I can't picture the band, and if I ain't picturing the band, I don't know the song.
Yeah.
Transvision Vamp. Valentin.
Velveteen.
Ah.
I was mad on Transvision. Do you remember Wendy James? Do you remember Wendy James? Transvision Vamp.
You ain't singing the song, it starts with the song.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Once I could have held you and never let you go. Now I see you calling me back, and I really do not know.
Velveteen.
Never heard of it.
I want you back. Yeah, it's an album track.
Oh, right.
It's 10 minutes long.
Is it?
I picked it for the length, right? Because I love a long song.
Yeah.
We've been finding out.
Yeah.
Transition Vamp were, I want your love. I want your love.
Oh,
I want your money, honey. I want your love.
Yeah, I've heard
she
that.
Had blonde hair. She was fat, right? She was stunning. Me and a couple of my mates, we were mad on them. We was in love with her. I had big posters of her everywhere.
Oh.
Went to see them about three or four times in concert. Down the front, bruised ribs because we was down the front all the way through it.
Oh,
she was literally as close to me as what you are now. And she was stunning. And they were excellent, mate. They were underrated. They were excellent. They'd done two studio albums. Their third album was a load of old shit, so they didn't bother releasing it, and then they vanished.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, true story. That was about for 3 or 4 years. But that song, Velveteen, which is on the album Velveteen, is the last track. It's about 10 minutes long, and it's a story, and it goes slow, fast, heavy, soft, up, down. There's a man does backing vocals. She does all the singing, but that
Velveteen,
that's a bloke doing that bit.
All right.
Because it's a story. It is fantastic. There's a brilliant guitar solo in it. Go, dan, 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 dan. And it's a long song. That's why I picked that of theirs. Because I was mad on them as a youngster.
All right. Moving on to another one, because I think I know this one, but I want to hear it. Velvet Underground.
And Nico.
Yeah.
Velvet Underground and Nico. Femme Fatale, I picked in, because I've spoken about Nico before.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Hmm?
You're forgetting your own mug 2 minutes later.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Here she comes. I can't remember all the words, I'm terrible. She's a femme fatale.
Never heard.
She's a femme fatale. Told you, listen to that Velvet Underground and Nico album. Again, I love her.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
With a banana on the front.
I listened to one.
I didn't know what to pick.
A bit of it when I was in the bath.
I almost picked Waiting for the Man, which is another famous Velvet Underground song. But I wanted to pick one that she sings. So I picked that one. Could have been one of any. There was no particular reason it was that one. But tomorrow, you ask me again to pick a Velvet Underground song, I'll pick a different one.
I might pick another one.
Do you know what I mean?
All right, I'm doing a bit of a speed fire round now.
Yeah, go on. Sorry, you've got to get them all in. What's the time then? When are we wrapping up the interview?
I'm enjoying it, so I still want to do a few more.
This has been our most sensible episode ever, apart from the Spice Girls porn.
No one will read that because it's all gone.
No, why?
I've decided, I think that's got to go.
Oh. That bit's got to go then.
No, leave that bit in. Confused flips.
Confusion.
Confused flips. I'm going for Stereophonics. Hurry up and wait.
Right, I have.
He's forgot his rules again.
Yeah. I can't sing. This song is really hard to sing along to. In the verse, because it's slow, but he sings it fast. But in the chorus, he goes, "Hurry up and wait, what's worth waiting for?"
I know the one.
I picked that.
Moving on. No, I'm joking.
I picked that because, well, I can do it quick. Because on my Spotify playlist, on my own personal list on Spotify, I have more songs by the Stereophonics than anybody else. Right. More than the Beatles on my playlist.
Yeah.
Because every single song they do is fucking brilliant. They have never done a bad song.
They are good.
You tell me one of their songs is shit. And do you know what?
Because I'm a fan.
They refuse at this moment in time, and this is 20 years down the line, they refuse it and do a best of or a greatest hits. They won't. He'd rather make a new album.
Really?
And you've heard the songs on the new album, the last album they had on there.
Brilliant.
They're absolutely superb.
I'm never going to knock them.
And I like that song because it is almost impossible to sing along with it. And it's really slow, but you can't sing along with it.
I do like him. What's his...
Kenny Jones.
That's his name. I do... I couldn't name another band member, could you?
No. There was one. There was a famous one. He got the sack, didn't he? The drummer. And I can't remember his name. He got the sack.
Do you know... He's the reason Airable.
I think he was just a pisshead and a tosser. I can't remember. But yeah, that's why. Stereophonics.
And they've got... Ain't they got some record in Britain, I say, the most number ones for albums for a group or something?
It's probably the most non-number one singles, because I don't think they've ever had number one.
No, but
every album they release has probably gone to number one.
Yeah, I think it has, and it's just some record, I heard something.
And they're churning it out and churning it out.
But they're not churning out the poop.
That's what I'm saying. Name me a song of theirs that's bad, because there ain't one.
Fair point.
There isn't, is it? I'm not Whether it's argue. An album track or not.
I'm not going to argue, but I'm going to go for... I did just see one. If you want to...
I can't even remember what I put... I could write another 30 songs.
I think I'm going to do two more. And then I'm going to... Right, let's go for Mamas and Papas.
Right, Creek Alley. I mentioned this about the Mamas and Papas in the previous episode. There's a song called Creek Alley. I love
you
the
forgot
Mamas
the
and
balls
Papas.
Again.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
McGuigan and Maguire still are getting higher in LA and where it's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cat. Broke, busted, disgusting.
That song, I love the Mamas and Papas, but that song, the lyrics in that are one of the greatest songs ever written.
Really?
Listen to it, that's all I've got to say. Listen to it, because it's a story. It's a story of how they got together.
It's a quite tragic story, Mamas and Papas, isn't it?
We discussed this in another play. Yeah. They've got a sad background story to the group. That song is a story about how they got together and that, and it's just really, really clever use of words.
Brilliant. I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah.
What I'm going to have this as your last one, because I think we've probably...
Yeah, go on, because I've got to pick a book yet, but that'll take 1 minute.
Well, I'm just going to go for this because I've never heard of the band, never heard of the... I'm sure I see one on here I want you to mention. Yeah, I'm going with this one for my last one. Freebird, Skinner.
Leonard Skinner.
If I leave you tomorrow, would you still...
Oh, God, I'm terrible with words. I'm the worst. Would you still remember me? Yeah.
I know, it's quite a long one as well, isn't it?
Right, there's about 18 versions of that. Right, there's live versions, there's extended versions, and all that. That is at my funeral, that's my middle song. Oh. And I'm doing it to piss everyone off, because I want the full 14-minute long version played. Yeah. Because there's like a 9-minute guitar solo in it.
I like it though.
It's a brilliant guitar solo. It's a brilliant chilled out song.
I feel like
the words are good for a funeral. Yeah, the words are good for a funeral as well. It's I don't know, I think that was like one of the first, what's the word, off the non-commercial, if you like, because I think they're bigger in America than they are here, but non-commercial sort of rock 70s groups that I heard.
Fair enough.
And it always stuck with me, that song, and I liked the lyrics, and even then, when I was about 14, 15 when I heard it, I think I said, Funeral, I'm having that.
Really?
Because I think the first version I had was the long one. I thought, that's going to piss everyone off. I ain't having it at the end, because you don't hear half the song, because everyone's walking out.
You've overthought the Funeral one, still thinking.
My intro song that people are carrying me into is,
yeah,
on the,
no, list. I was going to add this in a second.
Yeah.
Imperial Death March.
Yeah. I'm being carried into that.
I've never met anyone else in my life.
I've played my Funeral, mate.
That has planned their Funeral.
Star Wars Imperial
funeral
March
songs.
Leonard Skinner in the middle, because everyone's going to get really pissed off and bored, because my family hate my rock music likes.
Yeah, but do you know what's the best bit that I've finally cottoned onto about what? Your Funeral songs?
What?
You want people in that place for as long as you can keep
exactly,
them.
Exactly, I want your attention, mate. I want the attention. It's only got to be short for the carrying bit. That's not a long bit. The Imperial March. Yeah, get me down on the thing. Right, now I want everyone to talk about me.
You being burnt or buried?
Me off. I'll have to be burnt. I can't be buried.
Why? You just said,
I can't get out.
Imagine,
I ain't got a chance.
Imagine the flame starting and you just open up, wake up.
Well, it's just done then.
You'll win that resurrection.
They think
songs.
I'm dead anyway, so I'm just going to die.
Yeah, but you've got to sit there while it's burning your legs.
I'd rather just go in a drawer.
In a drawer?
Yeah. They have them places with drawers, don't they? I don't have a little tap on the wall if I'm. Hang on, you got it wrong.
Yeah. Well, when you're cremated,
yeah,
and you're in a little pot,
yeah,
where do you want to go?
Tatooine.
You're. Where do you want to go that's real?
Tatooine.
No, because that's. Isn't it not Mocha? Mocha or something?
Yes, yeah, Chinese, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, so where would you.
I haven't thought about where I'd like to go.
Right, you've planned everything else you've filmed. You've decided
probably,
what drinks
probably, that probably. I'm probably Mr. Boring and Unoriginal at to sea, because I love being at sea. So throw me on a. I want it to be a stormy day and throw me out into a big fuck off wave. That'll do.
Right, I'll have that. Right, and that wraps up Val's, Vince's, Vince McCall's Desert Island Disc music list. And I want to just give a little bit of a disclaimer.
Go on.
I have purposely not said the Beatles, because you have talked too much about, and if I mention one of the Beatles,
the Beatles and Coldplay, I think, are the only two on there with,
I didn't put Coldplay because I don't like them.
I missed the Coldplay one off. They're the only two on there with two choices.
I was going to pick an Oasis one, because I do like Oasis. Buddy Holly I was going to pick. Madness I was going to pick. There's a few I could have done for another hour, but I saw a couple of Beatles and I thought, I'm refusing.
No, that's alright. That's why I gave you 30, because I thought you can pick 5.
You don't shut up.
You can pick 10, or you can pick whatever
you want. We've got an episode out there, I think it's called Hard Work. 70 minutes of a 30 minute episode is about the Beatles. Right, so now we're going to move on to, if I remember, your book you're going to take. So you're on this island, you've got the book.
Oh, yeah, I've got a Bible and I've got a complete works of Shakespeare, which you're giving me. So the book.
Oh, so.
I'm torn.
Can't you take like a part one, so you're just going to sit there struggling, what's going to happen next?
I'm torn between two.
Go on.
Because I don't really have a favourite book of all time. There's a Stephen King book called The Stand.
Oh, you don't want a scary one if you want
to. No, it's not scary. It's about everyone pretty much gets wiped out and life has to start again. Oh. Not through a nuclear bomb or anything. It's through a disease. But they don't all become zombies. But there is only a certain amount of people left, and it's how they all get together. And there's an unedited, he bought it out as a small book, and then it came out as a big book.
All right.
And I was blown away by that, because even though I'd read Stephen King before, it was just brilliant, and it's one of my favourite books. But there's a bloke called Dean Koontz, who's an author who does sort of thriller, yeah, really scary stuff.
I've heard that name before, it makes me laugh.
What the first book of his I ever read, my brother Marty P gave to me. It's called The Bad Place, and it was so different. And it's about a bloke who can't control it. I think he's a private investigator. He can transport to other. He'd just be sitting here talking like this, and he comes over. Oh, it's going to happen again, and he's off somewhere else. He gets transported, wallet, and all of a sudden he'd be on a beach.
Like that program,
but there's someone,
that was good, weren't it? I thought it was
someone
good.
Hunting him.
The assassination one. That was that Stephen King, wasn't it? Did you say it was like a news?
Oh article? Yeah, that was the 11/9/63.
That was good, though, wasn't it? That was,
yeah, not 11/9. That's the wrong
something
name.
Like that. 11/23/26.
Yeah,
we used to one
with James Franco. Yeah, that was a Stephen King.
That, that was good, though, wasn't it?
I read the book of that. Yeah, it was good because I was fascinated by that.
So you either have
either. So I'm going to have The Bad Place or The Stand, but
So Stephen King's a definite.
Stephen King or Dean Koontz? I'm not sure.
Oh,
I'm going to go off field.
Oh, so you've picked...
I'm going to pick something. I'm not going to pick one then.
Go on then.
It's Marty P's Made Me Think That, and I trust his judgment on books, right?
Oh, what?
I have never read any of the Arthur Conan Doyle Sherlock Holmes books. Marty P has got this massive book that's all the Sherlock Holmes stories in like one big omnibus book. It's fucking huge.
Does that count as one book?
Yes, one book. So it's the omnibus of Sherlock Holmes. Marty P said it is the greatest detective novels you'll ever read. Sherlock Holmes is a genius. The new TV show they do with old Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, but amazing. You have to mention the other bloke because I like him better.
Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's fantastic TV. So because I mentioned Marty P, it's made me think of that. And I've never read it. So I'll take the complete works of Sherlock Holmes, please.
Brilliant. I love that because I've never read it either.
Yeah.
And it is famous, Sherlock Holmes.
And I do trust Marty P.
It's probably brilliant.
Yeah, I do trust Marty P. Yeah.
I would probably take Bear Grylls Survival Guide or something.
Yeah, I'd start a fire.
But that's the book you'd need.
Probably.
What do you mean, probably? You're sitting
there. I watch enough of them programmes, mate. I could make you a fire now.
Yeah, but you're sitting there. It's like making a chair, innit? You could have watched someone make 100 chairs. If you get that chair and there's no instructions, you're thinking, shit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I could survive in the world.
But say you're there and you've caught your food, whatever animal it is, even if it's a fish.
Yeah.
I'm still going to have that out because we're too modern. I'm still going to have that fish out and I'm going to be thinking, I still don't know what I've got to do with this. I want that book to tell me step by step how to
fillet it.
And you bloody two.
Yeah, we're nearly done now. We'll come out and see you.
We could hear you yapping.
You're going to be live on the episode.
It's Rose has invaded the studio.
Don't care.
Say hello, Rose.
Tell it. You pissed off. You've had half a shower, haven't you?
No.
Yeah, you have. I can tell by your eyes.
Fucking lies. It's all over the shop.
I'm leaving that bit in the boy.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, so you want to know what to do with a fish?
Yeah, so...
But you've got to build fire first. When you're in a survival situation, you've got to get water, shelter, fire, food. And then they're the four survival things you need. So it's water first,
yeah, but I'll
then
need
shelter,
books.
Then fire.
Yeah, but I could learn this 200 times, but I still like reading the manual when I'm...
But I know, that's all I've learned. I watch all these survival programmes, I watch loads of them, and I know the first thing you've got to get is water.
Because you couldn't survive...
No, what I'm saying is that's all I've learned.
Oh, right.
Water, shelter, fire, food, in that order. No, yeah, fire, food.
We'll have to do the survival one because it'll be funny.
Yeah, okay,
I am a manual person. I've said this before. When I'm laying in the bath, I like nothing better than a new bottle of shampoo
to read the ingredients
and the instructions because I've all got instructions on. Johnson's. I buy a box of Johnson's.
All of our American fans are pissing their pants now.
Yeah,
Johnson's.
They love me. I buy a box of Johnson's. And I like it if it says new at the top.
Penises. New Johnson's.
No, I do like it if it says new.
A big Johnson or a small Johnson's.
There's these ones at the moment that I've got. They're called Invisible or something like that.
What, Invisible Johnson's?
No, but they're meant to be the thinnest life's ever known.
What, the thinnest what? You're talking about condoms now?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Shampoo and condoms?
Because it's the new box of Johnson's. Johnson's has got an S on the end. It's not Johnson. The Johnson's me Wilson.
Yeah, but Johnson's plural. There's lots of Johnson.
Yeah, but a packet of them.
A packet of condoms?
Yeah.
What, you got ultra thin ones?
I call them Johnson's.
What are they made of? Neck curtain? You call condoms Johnson's?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was shampoo, mate. That Johnson's baby stuff.
Without the S, Johnson. I'm talking about the Elmo.
Ah.
So if I say Johnson... That's Elmo. If I say Johnson's, that's box of in the cupboard. but I've watched but there was these new ones called something like Invisible or something like that. I don't really like Johnson's. But you put these on and you don't know that's all. Apart from the tightness, because I know it's tight.
Perhaps your Elmo's just too big.
So tight. you know you have to unroll it to put it on. I only unroll it like all the way and I've still got like
it's still hanging off the end like something he's carrying a bag.
But I was reading the instructions on these.
I'm doing shorts! I'm getting filled in live on air. You know what, Mike? Do you want to say hello to our fans?
Yeah, we'll leave that in as well.
Shall we wrap the episode up?
Yeah, this week's episode.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
Da-da.
Bye. You're on air. You're live on air.
I like
you. What are you doing anyway, now? Get away.
Oh, she's got a